And Father, I thank you now for your people. I thank you, Lord, for clarity of thought. I thank you, Lord God, that we're free in our hearts and in our minds. I thank you, Lord God, that we're free in our spirit. Even though we were bound, we're not bound anymore. Even though we were troubled, we're not troubled anymore. Father, even though we were perplexed, we're not perplexed now. But Father, we're lifted, we're encouraged, we're charged. Oh, Father, because of our encounter with you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, help us to receive a word. Help us to be able to preach a word. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will go and be sown into the hearts of the believers today. That, Lord, that when they hear the word, that they will rejoice at the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your will, your way, your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, your blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And, Father, we will be careful to give you the glory and the praise. We'll be careful to give you the honor. And Lord, when it's all said and done, and Lord God, you've done what you want to do in this service. Father God, we will join with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you're holy. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. I want to use for a thought this morning for someone, for all of us, to take thought of. And the title or the thought would be, "Don't panic. Jesus is on board with you." Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, don't panic. Jesus is on board with you." Amen. Everybody here understand what I'm saying? They said that here he is asleep on the pillow, and really he wasn't on a pillow like we would think, a pillow in our bed, but it was a little piece of leather with some feathers, a little cushion right there where the person who sat the controller boat, they would sit there on the cushion and they would control the boat because that's what they were supposed to do. And Jesus was laying down sleep rather than moving the rudder. Come on and say amen. And sometimes that's how we feel. We feel like, "God, you ain't directing this thing. You're not giving me any direction. All I feel is that this wind is blowing, these waves are beating, this rain is falling, and I feel like I'm going in a circle. I don't know which way to go, and you're not directing this thing." And that's how we feel sometimes. And we start blaming God. If I wouldn't have did this, and if I wouldn't have did that, then we start regretting what we did, not knowing that that's a sin in itself. Because God, if he's the author of your life, he's the author and finisher, he's directing you no matter where you're at. He's director of the good and the bad and the ugly. Do I have anybody here that realize that no matter what you're going through, God is still with you? That even if it's bad and it looks bad, if it looks dim and grim, God is still there. He's sovereign. He haven't left you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't feel saved. I feel like I just ain't saved. I'm just going through so much. So what? How you feel? Do what you know. I know how to pray when I don't feel like it. I know how to pray to God when things are not going my way. I know how to stand, having done all to stand therefore. Do I have any standards today? Do I have anybody that says that no matter what goes on in my life, I know how to keep the faith, I know how to stand, and I know how to pray, because if I pray, I'll stay. I know if I fast, I'll last. I know if I keep on praying that God is going to hear me. I'm going to be like the widow and the unjust judge. I'm going to keep saying, "Avenge me." I'm going to keep saying, "Help me." I'm going to keep saying, "Lord, have mercy on me." Oh, come on and say amen here. We need to learn how to make our petitions heard by God. How do I do that? The Bible tells us that when we pray, we ought to give thanksgiving to God and make our petitions known by what? Thanksgiving. And so instead of us complaining, "God, I'm just going through so much," you need to do something about it. You need to say, "Lord, I'm glad you know what I'm going through. I'm glad you heard me before I opened my mouth to pray. I'm glad you heard me and you know what I'm about to say. And I'm thankful that you already got me a solution. I'm thankful that you already made a way. I'm thankful that you already opened the door. I'm thankful that you're getting me through this storm." Do I have anybody here that say, "I'm willing to say thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the perils in the storm, because the storm taught me how to pray and petition you." Do I have anybody here that say, "I'm going to pray regardless, so the devil might as well get ready. If he bring a storm my way, I'm praying. If he bring a peril my way, I'm praying. Whatever he does, I'm going to pray." And some of us, we don't get on our knees until we go through something. And so God lets us go through so we can bow the knee. At that name, every... Yes, sir. knees shall bow. Hallelujah. They said, Lord, you care not that we perish. They question his love. How do you question God's love for you? Guess it must mean that God don't really want. How do you question? Because he does care for you. He cared for you more than you care for yourself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. That in itself tells us that since he gave his only begotten son, he gave him for us, that he must love us more than we love ourselves. Because we couldn't even give ourselves for us. We can't get through a day without sin in our mind or in our members. I wish I had somebody. And since we can't do that, we can't even be good to ourselves. But God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. The storm brought them to a place of petition in the midst of the peril that they were encountering. But then the Bible says that in verse 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I like this. He says that even though the storm brought perils, and the storm brought us to a place of petition, but the storm brought a purpose too. I wish I had somebody. The storm brought a purpose. He says that the storm, it revealed their fear. And sometimes when we go through a storm, it reveals a place in us where we're weak. Where I'm either fearful, which fear is the opposite of faith. False evidence appearing real. Fear is the opposite of faith. But we need the kind of faith that dispels and casts out fear. Amen? And so it showed that they had a weakness, although they had been walking with Jesus. 3 years, they walking with Jesus, and they got fear. How is it that we have fear and we've been walking with Jesus all this time? We've seen him raise the dead. We've seen him open up blinded eyes. We've seen him open up deaf ears. We've seen him feed multitudes on many occasions, over 5,000 people. We've seen him do all these wondrous works. We've seen him do it, and we still got fear. Many of us are the same way. We're no different. We're no better than the disciples, because God can do all this stuff in our life, and we still turn around. 1 week we're up, and the next week we're down. One week we got faith, and the next week we got doubt. 1 week we're full of faith, and the next week we're full of fear. I wish I had somebody. We don't know which way to turn. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, you know what you're going to do. You're going to live, and you're going to pray. I wish I had somebody here. You'll get through this. Nothing is too bad that God can't turn it around. Nothing gets to the point that God can't speak one word and deliver you. That's what it comes to, one word. And so when he arose, the Bible says that he arose. And because of their fear, their faith, not only did the storm bring the purpose of showing them that they had fear, but it came to test and prove their faith. Although they had fear, they still knew that they better call on Jesus. And even though they didn't have the faith that they were supposed to have, amen, because he says, why is it that you have no faith? He talks to them. They went to him in alarm, in distress, but they went with an attitude of, you don't care. And when you have that attitude, that proves that you really don't have a connection with him, because you know that he cares when you have a connection. He said, and he arose, verse 39, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Look at what he did here. He arose out of his sleep. And this is what I love about God. He ain't had to stretch. He ain't had to get himself ready like we do. We can't even pray for people. Well, I got to get myself together. It ain't about you. It's about him. And if he wants to use you, you need to be instant. In season and out of, I wish I had somebody here. He arose out of his sleep and said a word. If you wake me up, I'll preach. I'm telling you, I can get up and I can say a word. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. I ain't got to go find no scripture. I got the word in me. The word has become flesh. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. He said he arose, rebuked the wind, and said, peace be still. When he rebuked them, he told it, basically, when he said, peace be still, he told it, he said, hush up or shut up. And then when he says peace, that means to shut up, don't say another word. And so in your life, when you have a storm, all it takes is one word from the Lord. All it takes is him to arise in your life and say one word. But then when he said, be still, that's what got me. Because not only did he say, shut up, but the word be still really means to put a muzzle on. Help me, Holy Ghost. What he said here is that not only am I going to stop the storm, but this storm here, you'll never hear from him again. That's what he said. He said, you may have been through this storm, but because I woke up, I wish I had somebody, because I'm on board with you. And that's why the title and the thought today is don't panic, because Jesus is on board with you. I can't panic because I know that if he speak a word, when he says peace, that means the world got to stop doing what it's doing. That means the waves got to stop. That means the wind has to stop. That means the rain has to stop. But then there is an aftermath after the storm. We don't even think about, because even if the wind stopped, even if the rain stopped, that means the waves are still going to keep going. Some of us were still riding on waves of a storm that happened 3 years ago. Some of us are still riding and being tossed by stuff that happened 5 years ago. Some of us are still being tossed to and fro by the winds that have blown on us and the waves that are still continuing in our life after so long. Many years have gone on, many months have passed by, but we're still shook up because of the waves. And you see, you got to understand, after the storm, I've worked in the sea, in the Gulf, and I realized that after the storm, you can go a couple of days and the waves will throw you up and they'll throw you back down. They'll come over the side and it ain't no rain. The sun's shining, but the waves are still going. You can't stop a body of water just like that. And that's what amazed them. Even though the rain stopped and the wind stopped, what amazed them was that the waves stopped. Oh yeah, when he said to them, he said, peace, be still. That stopped the wind and the rain. But then when he said, be still, he said, peace, that stopped the wind and the rain. But when he said, be still, that means to muzzle, to make sure that the mouth of the storm is not open again. We know that a storm has an eye, don't we? We always hear about the eye of the storm. But I want you to know the storm has a mouth too. But the storm knows that if I open my mouth too much, that the Lord might shut me up. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. The mouth of the storm was shut up while Jesus stood up and he said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. In other words, they came to a place where there wasn't nothing moving. When God is moving, sometimes you need to be still. Sometimes you need to just wait on him. If God is moving, there's a calming. Come on and say amen. And sometimes we need to get to a place in our life that if God is moving, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you want to see the freedom and the liberty of God, I dare you to stand still and wait. If you want to see what God is going to do in your life, I dare you to just say, I'm just waiting on Jesus. I'm going to wait until my waiting days will be over. Do I have anybody here that understand that when he said this, the storm showed something else? Not only did it reveal their fear and it tested their faith, but it revealed the power of God, that he has power over nature, power over things that we couldn't even imagine. It means that he had authority over all things, that he's able to speak into your life, and in your life it'll change in an instant. That no matter how bad it's been in your life, that all it takes is one word, that when he speaks that word, one sentence, and then God can change your life forever. But we got to get to a place where we receive that word. But Jesus got on to him. Look at what he said in verse 40. He said, and to them, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? Jesus said, I can't understand why you're so fearful, why you're scared of cats, why you're scared to go through a little storm. He said, how is it that you don't have no faith? What was Jesus saying here? He said, you've been with me all this time and you thought that I was going to let you die. You've been with me all this time and you thought I let a little wind and rain destroy you. I put too much in you. I've invested a word in you. I've given you a testimony. And you think I'm going to let that die one night on the sea, especially while I'm with you? You think I'm just going to let you be destroyed? God said, no way. He said, I don't understand. If I did it for people who don't follow and love me, how much more will I keep the ones that's going to keep close to me? Do I have any witnesses here that ever felt like that? But Jesus said, how is it that you're so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And sometimes we get so fearful that we forget what God can do. Sometimes we get so fearful that we forget that God is a miracle worker. We get so fearful that we forget that God is a healer. We get so fearful that we forget that God is a deliverer. We get so fearful that we forget that God is a savior. When we forget all those things, then we have no faith. But God is trying to get us to a place that we have faith in him. And when we have faith in him, he's invested so much in us that he will not allow the enemy to cause us to perish away. But they feared exceedingly, and one said unto another, he said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to understand here that what manner of man we were dealing with is Philanthropos. That means he's God and man. That means he was so much man that he needed to take a nap from a long day of ministry. But he was so much God that when he woke up, he was able to say, peace, be still, and sit back down. Do I have any witnesses? We've been worried about too much. We've been going through the storms of life, and they've been raging in our life. But when I look back at the storms of life, it's not the first storm I've been through. I've been through a storm before. I'm not finna sing that old song that we used to sing in the church. I've been in the storm too long. I need you to understand, it doesn't determine how long I've been, whether or not God is going to deliver me, but it determines whether or not I know that he's going to deliver me. But when I look at what he said there, he said, why are you so fearful? And why don't you have faith? Because you go back to verse 35 and you realize what he said to them. He said, let us pass over to the other side. If you hold on to his word, he's already said it. He's already told you that you're going to make it to the other side, but you're still complaining. You're still fearful about what goes on between going from here to there. And God is saying, don't worry about what's happening between the time, but just know we're going over to the other side. Some of us need to get up and go over to the other side. I'm going to the other side. What are you going to the other side of? I'm going to the other side of my troubles. And come on and say yes. I'm going over to the other side of my pain. Oh, come on and say yes. When I think about the other side of the pillow, it's a lot cooler than the side I've been on. So let's go to the other side. And all I'm saying here is, why do you stay where you are and let the wind beat on you and complain in the storm? Petition your God. Jesus is on board. So don't you panic. Don't you get discouraged. Don't you get dismayed. Don't you get bent out of shape, because he intends for you to make it to the other side. Do I have any witnesses that realize today, no matter how bad it looks, don't you worry. God will take you to the other side. I'm here to let you know that even though Jesus, while he was about to die, he had a great power that came upon him. The power to cause him to say, not my will, but thy will be done. He went up to a place. When they arrested him, they beat him. And it didn't look good, because the disciples scattered. He was left all by himself. And sometimes that's how we'll be. We'll feel like we're all alone, but the Lord is with us. Do I have any witnesses? The Bible says that God told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. God doesn't call you and don't stay with you. God will never leave you all by yourself. But when Jesus went, he died on the cross. It didn't look good. Christianity looked like it wasn't going to grow because the creator of Christianity had bowed his head and died. But they took him and put him in a grave and it didn't look good. He went down to hell. It didn't look good. They put a rock in front of the grave. It didn't look good. I don't care what it looks like. You need to understand, even if it don't look good, just wait on the Lord, because he said in his word, he said, just like I'm with Jonah, oh, come on and say amen, as it was with Jonah, I must be in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights. But when I thought about this scripture, I was reminded of Jonah. Jonah had a call of God. Everybody on the boat was panicking, but Jonah was fast asleep. They woke Jonah up. He could have stopped the storm, but when they cast him over the side, the storm stopped. But when Jesus was on board, everybody panicked. Everybody was afraid. But then when Jesus woke up, he said, I got the call, and I know how to calm the storm. Anybody here say, I got a call from God, and I know how to stop the storm. How do I stop the storm? I call on Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you're my burden bearer, my heavy load sharer. I call on Jesus, my rock in a weary land, my shelter in the time of storm. Anybody here say, I'm a call on Jesus? But when they call on Jesus, he'll be right with you. Come on and say yes. Say yeah. When I think about when he died, let me finish telling you about that. The Bible said he rose on the third day. I said all of that to let you know, no matter what grave they put you in, no matter what problems you may encounter, no matter what storm that you may go through, you need to know your day of resurrection is coming. You need to know your day of deliverance is coming. You need to know that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. You need to know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, y'all don't hear me here, ain't nobody happy but me. I'm not gonna panic because Jesus is on board. I look over my life and look at all the things I've been through, and I can truly say, after all I've been through, I still have joy. Anybody here say, I got joy? I may not have money, but I got joy. I may not have friends, but I got joy. I may not have what you think I ought to have, but I still have joy. Will you show your joy? Rejoice with me while I show you much joy. I got joy down in my heart. This world didn't get it, and the world can't take it. So what happens in the world can't steal my joy. I can have joy with tears in my eye. I can have joy with a praise on my lips. I can have joy in the midst of the storm. Anybody here say, I got joy? I'm not gonna panic because Jesus is on board. Anybody know that the Lord won't leave you? But when he get up, oh, come on and say amen. When the Lord arise, his enemies were scattered. I wish I had somebody that will lift him up. He said in his word, if I be lifted up, I draw. Anybody lifting him? I draw all men unto me. Let's look back at the scripture. The Bible says there were other little ships with him. There were people on the big ship. They were in panic mode. The little ships were there. They were in panic mode. They were going through the same stuff. But guess what? Because they were right there with him, they felt the same effects of the word of God. See, what I'm trying to say is that you may not be as close as you ought to be to Jesus, but just because you're in the same place, your storm will be calmed by the word of the Lord. All you need is for him to rise up and speak a word in your life. Say, peace, be still. Do I have anybody that'll help me close it? You need to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I heard the Lord say, peace, be still. Now, that's not for you to be still. Oh, come on and say it. You see, what we got to understand, he's not telling us that you be still. He's saying that everything else be still, because now it's time for a praise break. We paused the storm. We held the storm back. I put pause on your storms of life so you can get up and give God some praise. I push pause on your storms of life so that you can get up and give God praise. Anybody here say, I've been through the storm, but press pause so I can get a calm and give God some praise. Anybody here say, I'm right there with you, preacher. Press pause and give God praise. Say yes. Say yeah. We got to learn how to keep on moving. See, many of us, we stop in the storm. But I told you the story. Bring it down just a little bit. I told you the story of the little girl who had just left college and she was going through the storm. For the sake of those who never heard it, I'm going to tell you one more time. There was a girl who had just left college and she ran into a storm. She pulled out her cell phone. She said, Daddy, she said, I'm in the middle of this storm. People pulled over on the side of the road. I don't know what to do. It seemed like I can't see ahead of me, but I see people pulling over. And when the daddy said, baby, he said, keep on driving. The phone call dropped. She couldn't hear, and he couldn't hear her. She kept trying to call, but couldn't ever get through. But she did what her daddy said. She kept on driving, but she kept on moving. And then she called again. She said, Daddy, it's really bad. She said, I can't see my way. Shouldn't I just pull over? He said it again, baby, just keep on driving. Oh, come on and say yes. But then the phone cut off again, and she didn't get no more service until she went on down the road and she got out of the storm. She picked up the phone. She said, Daddy, it was bad. I couldn't see my way. He said, yeah, baby, don't focus on what you couldn't do. He said, where you at now? She said, I'm finally out of the storm. He said, pull over. She said, pull over. She said, I just came out the storm. While I was in the storm, Daddy, you say for me not to pull over. You say, don't stop. And while I'm in the storm, you tell me to keep on driving. But I came out of the storm, and you tell me to stop. He said, stop and get out. She stopped the car. She got out of the car. She said, now what, Daddy? He said, look back. When she looked back, she saw all the storm, all the people in the storm, still sitting on side the road. He said, now what you see? She said, I see people that are still in the storm, sitting on side the road. And he said, baby, all I was trying to tell you is that if you keep on driving, you'll come out of the storm. Anybody here say, I'm going to keep on driving. I'm coming out of the storm. I'm going to keep on moving. Because when I look back over my life and I think things over, I realize that my good days outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody with me? Say, I'm not going to stop here, but I'm going to keep on moving. No matter what gets in the way, I'm going to keep on driving. I'm going to turn my lights on. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. May not shine like yours, but I'm going to let it shine. Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Anybody know it? If he got you through a storm, you need to know he's all right. If he made a way for you, you ought to say, I know he's all right. If he brought you out, I know he's all right. I may not know a lot. I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But there's one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and by